Support for KSJD's streaming comes from Osprey PAX, independent since 1974, setting the standard for creating and producing innovative, high-quality, caring equipment designed to inspire and ease your journey. Osprey PAX is committed to the local communities where it operates and to protecting the wild places its customers love to explore. For more information, visit OspreyPAX.com.
Good morning, and welcome to another edition of Pandora's Box, the other side of the story on the environment and your health. I'm Lynn Patrick, here with my co-producer, Tom Yoder. And this morning, we're going to cover a story that was in the Cortez Journal just a few days ago, Friday, September the 18th. The headline is, Study Finds Heavy Metals in Animas River Sludge. And this morning with us, we have David Weindorf, soil scientist from Texas Tech University, who was involved in the study. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Welcome to Pandora's Box. So apparently you and your colleagues have found some accumulations of heavy metals along the 60-mile stretch of riverbank, both in Colorado and in New Mexico. And this was about a month after the original spill. Is that correct?
That is correct. We were on site at the request of the New Mexico State Natural Resources Conservation Service. And we did our scanning September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, starting down on the Navajo Nation, coming up through Farmington and Aztec, up to the Colorado-New Mexico border, and then all the way up to a little bit north of Durango.
And what exactly did you find?
Well, we used a specialized piece of equipment called a portable X-ray fluorescent spectrometer. It's a $40,000 X-ray gun. And essentially what it allows us to do is make multi-elemental determinations in soils and sediments on site in 60 seconds with parts per million accuracy. And we measured a wide range of different elements in the soil, some of those naturally occurring, things like calcium and zinc and copper and other things. But in addition to that, we looked at aluminum, iron, arsenic, lead, cadmium, and some other things as well. And I think with regard to this release, it's my understanding that arsenic and lead are two of the metals that are of concern. And we were able to clearly detect those and quantify those up and down the river valley.
And what levels of these heavy metals did you find in the, it's been called the sludge from the spill, but is that accurate? Is it really sludge? Is it sediment? What is it that's lining the animus?
You know, essentially, I view it more as sediment. It does have kind of an orangish reddish color, you know, which is kind of unique and allows you to visually detect that that sediment as it's deposited along the riverbank. But let me tell you briefly how the study was constructed, and that will help to address your question on the levels that we found. So in conducting the study, we essentially evaluated four types of soil. We had what we call control soils, which are non-irrigated. They're just kind of soils of the area, but they're not receiving any irrigation water off the Animas River. Then we have irrigated farmlands, which are receiving irrigation off of the Animas River. Then we had samples that we scanned right along the riverbank itself of the Animas River. And most of those are kind of sandy sediments, you know, just a normal kind of beach sand that you would expect to see along the riverbank. And then we had that kind of orangish sludge-like material, you know, that we clearly attributed to the spill, you know, based on the photos of the release and the color of that discharge that was coming out of the mine shaft. So we evaluated those four different types of soils and sediments, and essentially what we found, and let's just take lead, for instance, as kind of an element of interest. In the control soils, we had an average of 53 parts per million. When we go up to the irrigated soils, we had an average of 67 parts per million. When we look along the riverbank, we had an average of 153 parts per million. And when we look at that reddish-orange sediment that came out of the mine shaft, it was 637 parts per million on average.
For as a scientist, David, what are levels that would concern you in terms of both animal and human exposure?
Yeah, so one of the questions that kind of leads to is what we call the screening limits for different elements in soils. And there are different screening limits set by different agencies, and there are also different screening limits that address different uses of the land. I believe the Environmental Protection Agency has two key screening limits which are applicable here, one of which is what we call industrial screening limits, and the other one would be residential screening limits. And so clearly in an industrial area where you have petrochemical refining and stuff like that, you would expect that there's a little more contaminant in the soil, and so those levels are generally higher. But the residential screening limit for lead is 400 parts per million. So we're a little bit above that on average when you look at this sediment that was deposited out of the mine shaft at an average of 637 parts per million. Now, it's important that I point out that in the context of my research studies, which incidentally have been all around the world, I found levels in other parts of the world that have been much, much higher than this in soils that are people are coming into contact with in their backyards. In some instances, up to 30,000 parts per million. And I have published research on that. So is 600 high? Yes, it is above the screening limit. But it's not anything that is of a level that's 30,000 parts per million, which I've seen in some of my previous research studies.
Now, I understand that you were recently in Washington testifying in front of a subcommittee or testifying in front of Congress on the animus spill and this particular research. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, absolutely. Last week, I was honored to be able to come up and speak to the Senate Committee on Indian Affairs. And this was at the request of the chairman, Senator Barrasso. And so I came up there, and there were two hearings that were held in the afternoon. And the first of those two hearings featured the chair or the administrator of the Environmental Protection Agency, Gina McCarthy. She was forcefully questioned, you might say, by the Senate panel, and asked a lot of very pointed questions as far as the response and some of the things that have been quoted. There's apparently concern over the lack of transparency with the data and the timeliness with which that data is communicated out to people in the general public. Following her testimony, there was a panel which included President Begay of the Navajo Nation, and then in addition to that, a farmer, myself, and some other people as well testifying. And they wanted to ask about the levels that I had found in my research.
David, we're going to take just a short break. We will be right back. This is Pandora's Box. Welcome back to Pandora's Box. I'm here with Dr. David Weindorf, soil scientist from Texas Tech, and we're talking about his recent research looking at the sediment, the sludge as it's called, along the Animas River and the levels of metals that he found in that sediment. So, David, let's go back to the hearing that you were just at in Washington talking about your research. What happened there?
Yeah, so, I mean, there were some very pointed questions, especially directed at the EPA administrator, one of which was why there was so much time lag between when the spill actually occurred, or when there was, you know, knowledge of that, and when the Navajo Nation was actually notified. Apparently, it was 5 days later. And one of the questions was, you know, if that spill had occurred along our border with Canada, would you have waited 5 days to contact the president of Canada and explain what was going on? And if so, you know, if that not being the case, why was the same courtesy not paid to the president of the Navajo Nation? So that was quite a pointed question. And other questions related to, has anyone been fired over this yet? I mean, who was the one who actually caused the breach? And the question came down, you know, who's responsible for this? And Ms. McCarthy's response was, well, the Environmental Protection Agency, to which John McCain replied, well, the last time I checked, agencies were made up of people, and I'd like to know a name of who's responsible for this. So it was quite a pointed exchange.
Well, I also want to, speaking of pointed, I also want to talk about a comment that President Begay made that was quoted in the news that about removing the soil that's contaminated. And we just discussed your the story that you just told me about being in Louisiana after the Deepwater Horizon spill and watching hazmat-suited crews cleaning up the sludge off of the beach. And you're wondering why there was nobody cleaning up the sludge off the Animas River. And Begay made a comment in the news saying they need to get out there and remove soil that's contaminated. And that was his comment before the U.S. House committee hearing on Thursday. Can you talk about your own perspective on that and what you think needs to happen?
Yeah, it was quite interesting that as I went up and down the Animas River Valley, I mean, we stopped at many locations along the river. You know, obviously, we're going down there, we're scanning the sediment on the riverbanks. We didn't see anyone cleaning up anything, and I was looking for that. You know, we run across some people. Hey, what are you guys here doing? We're cleaning up. No, we didn't have any of that. It would be one thing to me if you couldn't clearly see anything on the beach. Like if it just looked like it was normal beach sand and you couldn't really tell where there was contaminant and where there wasn't, you know, I could almost understand, well, we don't know what's contaminated and what's not. But when you go there on site and you clearly see these orange threads of material, you know, that have washed up on the bank, you clearly know there's material there. And I go down there and I see dog prints and paw prints of animals that have walked around in that. And I wonder to myself, why on earth is there nobody here scooping up that material? And would it be a long and laborious process? Absolutely. But I don't think we expect anything less of private industry when they have an accidental release or a spill. And so I think when we're able to see this on the beach, we know there's a potential problem there. It's incumbent upon us to be environmental stewards and to clean those things up.
Well, further in the article, and I don't know if you were there during this part of the hearing, but the press, at least the, I think this is the AP, an AP article, when asked about that kind of cleanup, quoting now, the EPA said it doesn't anticipate any human health problems from contacting or accidentally ingesting river water and that the risk to livestock was low. Your comment?
My comment is, I'm a father of two teenage children, and if they wanted to go down to the river and splash around and I see red material on the riverbank, I as a father would not be comfortable letting them do that.
And as a soil scientist, knowing what you know about the levels of metals, and particularly lead and arsenic?
Yeah, what I would say there is, I think there is, certainly there is some concern over acute exposure. If someone went down and actually got their hands in that stuff and was slopping around, I mean, they would want to wash their hands. They would want to clean all of that off in order to protect themselves, you know, safely. My longer term concern as a soil scientist is as those sediments along the riverbank and along the bottom of the river, where incidentally there's also been deposition of the reddish sediment, as those slowly make their way down the river, they will slowly accumulate in irrigated lands of the Animas River Valley. And that's the longer term concern for me is these are the lands that are producing food and fiber for people all up and down that part of the world. And will the levels of metals increase over time?
And how do you, from your knowledge of being in Washington recently, do you know how the EPA is going to address that? Are there plans for long term testing of sediment along the Animas and the San Juan?
Yeah, I think there are several groups that have long-term studies planned. One of the questions, though, is how transparent will that data be and who all will be involved in that? One of the things that was very interesting to me when I was down on the river, and people ask about this all the time, is what did the sediment look like? Well, it was red. You could clearly see it. But right next to that red sediment, there was normal beach sand that was unaffected. So depending on what I want to find when I go there on site, I could either scan the red sediment or I could scan the brown sediment that's the natural alluvium. So if I want to find contamination, I can. If I won't go there on the riverbank and I don't want to find contamination, well, I could do that as well. So that's where transparency comes in. You need to have people there saying, hey, we need to go to the most contaminated areas and we need to sample that stuff because that's what people are worried about.
That's very helpful as a scientist to get that information, David. Thank you.
Even beyond that, let me say one other thing. The sediment that was deposited in many instances is deposited right at the surface. Okay, if you dig down underneath that reddish sediment, just 1 inch, it's just normal brown sand. So if I go out there and I'm a person collecting samples and I scoop down and collect a whole scoop of soil that's maybe 2 or 3 inches thick, I'm taking that surface layer and I'm diluting it with otherwise unpolluted soil underneath to make the overall level appear lower than it actually is right at the surface.
It's very important as well for us to consider, those of us who are both citizen scientists and people interested in having our waterways and our soil protected. This is Pandora's Box, and I have been talking with David Weindorf, soil scientist from Texas Tech, who was just in Washington testifying before Congress on the Animas spill sediment. This has been another edition of Pandora's Box, and we will be back in 2 weeks.